The Chicago man with a concealed carry license who shot and killed an attempted robber will likely not face charges. I would hope not. Police were in the process of completing their investigation. A masked man walked into a store and currency exchange on Saturday night on the city's southwest side. He displayed a handgun. He announced a robbery to an employee, and then the gunman pointed his weapon at another employee and forced her to the back of the store. The armed customer then shot and killed the man, and he had a right to do that. John Lott, of course, author of More Guns, Less Crime, and a number of other works. Well, finally, we see concealed weaponry working, even in Chicago, John.
Right. Well, I mean, there are relatively few people in Illinois that have permits just because it
That's
costs
right.
like $500 to get a permit there to go through the process. But every day you see these types of stories. And but they get local news coverage. This is one of those rare cases that that get national coverage. But even earlier this year, there were mass public shootings that had been stopped in Chicago by people with concealed handgun permits. There was a case just a few months ago where an Uber driver had just dropped off a passenger in downtown Chicago, and someone on the sidewalk there was starting to attack people to shoot them. And the Uber driver got out and wounded the attacker there. The state attorney said that there's no doubt in his mind that multiple lives were saved. But that only got local news coverage, and it's just an example of the types of cases that usually just get local coverage.
And, you know, and the verbiage here, will likely not face charges. How could they even consider charges against the guy?
Right. Well, Chicago, Chicago. you know, if you looked at the AP stories that came out after, with regard to this case, they were quoting the local spokesperson for the police department, just, you know, warning people that they really shouldn't be caring. And but it, even in the AP story was saying, well, you know, people do sometimes use guns defensively, but it's rare, and they were only able to get cases, a couple cases from September. On our website at crimeresearch.org, you can find lots of cases, even just from October. I mean, I can find probably 25 cases from October where concealed carry permit holders in different places around the country have saved lives, have stopped violent crimes. And, I mean, that's, you know, it's unfortunate that the AP tried to minimize these things, but, you know, the proof is in the articles there.
All right, John, thanks so much. John Lott, of course, will get him back for some more lengthy stories. He's an incredible author. Thousands of